Good morning. It is still morning, 10:56 a.m. on Tuesday, January the 14th, 2025. Here on a mostly cloudy, some broken clouds. Here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's chilly. It's not as chilly as it's been. It's not as chilly as it's going to get. But it broke 20 when I was paying attention. So 26 degrees here right at the moment. It's chilly. It's below freezing, but it's not terrible. It's been in the low teens most of the time for the last, I'm going to say, 10 days. Between the snow and the wind and the temperature, it was just... I had a bad case of nope. I mean, just not going to happen. And I suspect it's going to happen again here pretty soon. They're calling for single digits, starting maybe as early as tomorrow. So that was a little added impetus for me to get my butt out and moving, if only for today. Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow. So my word of the year, for those of you who are tuning in late, didn't catch the changeover, or I neglected to talk about it. I've forgotten now, because I really haven't done much with this year yet. The word of the year, the first time I did this, your word of the year in 2023 was juggle, and it worked pretty well. I liked it a lot. And so I thought, well, okay, 2024, surf. I like the surf metaphor, because it wasn't like climbing a mountain. It was like being aware and adjusting and riding the wave, going with the flow. Yeah, that worked about as well as you can imagine. No. Actually, I can imagine that going really well, but unfortunately it didn't. So, damn, do I have a tissue here somewhere in my nose? It's dribbling down into my mustache. So the word of the year this year is practice. It's all practice. Mindful practice, in some cases, just repetition. Some, in some parts, just because I need to develop the habits that I want my daily practice to include. I've already got some habits pretty well down. They're reinforced with obsidian. I have a daily sheet on obsidian that I keep open on my desktop all the time. And it has, as part of it, a timesheet. And as part of it, a checklist for the things I want to do every morning, my morning maintenance routine, my MMR. And it starts with my journal, and I do some exercise. I've been doing some push-ups and some balance exercises, as well as some stretches, trying to keep the old bod going, as they say. And then my one positive thought now, first it's repair, next it's repair the streak in For the Words. Even if I don't write, I keep the streak alive. And then I have a reading. I do a morning reading every day. I'm reading 365 Tao. I think that's the title. I bought the book because and I know I've talked about this before, I bought the book because I wanted to support the author, but I use it online. And so every day there is a page online for that day with the reading, the same reading that's in the book. And sometimes they're interesting. Sometimes they hit pretty well. Some days they're like, okay, maybe. Other days they're like, this seems a little much. But I'm on my second year now, and it's really interesting that sometimes the readings that I remember being so-so happen to hit me at the right time. Oddly, today's reading was about right time, right place. And being positioned in such a way to take advantage of being in the right time, the right place. With the right skills and the right knowledge and the right attitude, which isn't actually stated, but is pretty strong subtext. Between the runny, the dry mouth and the runny nose. Piece of work this morning. So yeah, I read my morning reading and then I write my one positive thought for the day. It has to be in 500 characters or less because it gets posted on my Mastodon account. Then I write my morning haiku, my little poem. What's today? Crust. The prompt was crust. You'd think I'd remember since I write the damn prompt, but it's the first week I also started writing North and South Hemisphere because they're supposed to be seasonally appropriate when you write them. I talked about this, I know. And I sort of floated the balloon. I had a couple of people say, yeah, that'd be pretty interesting. So I started publishing North and South Hemispheres this week. I'll keep that going. I'll see if many people pick up on the Southern Hemisphere, if they just follow along with Northern Hemisphere because it's Japan. Haiku in English is not the same as Japanese haiku. The fundamental structure of the poems is different. And then there's the free... What the hell is that? Garbage truck. And then there's the strict form and then the free form. So yeah, it's all sorts of right where you want to write sort of stuff. Nice little bugger. So anyway, I read my haiku, and then it's breakfast break, then I have time for breakfast. And if I'm on track, what I do is take a breakfast break and eat my breakfast. And then come back after I've had some food to pick up the day where I dropped it. And what that's really turned into most of the time is I do a little scrollage. I do some email work. I check for the incoming. I usually write one going out. I check for eBay. I look at my watch list. I see what new postings have come in. My buying frenzy has fallen off, which is good because I've got a lot of pens and most of what's there now is just duplicates of what I already have. I don't really have a lot of urge to collect for the sake of collecting. If a pen looks interesting, I might try to win it just because I want to see what it writes like. That said, Esther Brooks and Watermans are my weakness. Esther Brooks Jays in particular. They're an interesting pen because they are relatively inexpensive, relatively common, relatively simple. There's not a lot to a Waterman. And their engineering is pretty damn good. The fact that their nibs screw in. So if you don't like the nib, you just unscrew it and just screw in the one you want. And off you go. And the internals in the body are, I think they're about as simple as any of the pens have ever been, other than a dip pen. The bulb ones, I've got a bulb one. I'm not happy with it at all. You take off a blind cap, and it exposes a little rubber ball. And you put the ink, you put the pen tip in the ink, and then you squeeze the rubber ball a couple of times. And it sucks the ink up into the reservoir so that you have ink to write with, and then you put the cap back on. Off you go. That's, other than the eyedropper, that's probably about as simple as it gets. I don't care about eyedropper. I really like the cartridge converter ones. Because they're pretty easy, pretty clean. They also tend to be newer, so they tend to be not quite so broken down, beaten up. But I have a thing for the Esther Brooks. The Esther Brooks Jays, when they work, and man, they are so sweet. They're such a nice little pen. Very light. Little screw-on cap. They stay moist for a long time. They don't dry out very fast. It's a nice little pen. I like it. And the Watermans, I like the Watermans. Kind of funny. Get ready. Say it with me. Come on, post. I like the Watermans. I have a Phileas. A real old-school bronze cap Phileas. I keep bidding on them when they come up just so I have a collection. Not that I really want a collection, because the blue one that I have is really good. It works really well. When I ink it up, when I need a pen, and I don't want to screw around with a pen. I just want to write. So Phileas is a good choice for that. And my Allure, also Waterman, was one of the first, I think it might have been the second new pen I bought. I bought a fountain pen new. My first one was a Safari, a Lamy Safari. It's cheap. Not cheap. Yeah, not cheap. It was like $20. But yeah, nice pen. It made me think that, writing with fountain pens would be something I would enjoy, and I have enjoyed it a great deal. It's really what kept me writing my morning journal, which I've been doing for quite a while. I have years worth of these things going back, where I started trying to do bullet journaling, and of course that worked about as well as nothing. And then I started doing the one page in the morning, just unload my brain, move on. And of course the fountain pens have now got me practicing my penmanship and contemplating perhaps picking up a writing penmanship instruction program book. I just saw a new one this morning. There's a classic apparently it goes back to the early 1900s for penmanship. Spencer, I think it is. Countless ovals, ovals and ovals and ovals and ovals and ovals. But I have noticed, I've started using, when I use my phone to message somebody, it will take the stylus. So I use the stylus from my old phone on it, and it recognizes cursive much better than it recognizes my printing. And because I put in a little bit of time on it every day, my cursive has gotten a lot cleaner. It's really much nicer. And I still think it's not quite legible, but it's interesting. I forget where I was going with any of this, but my morning routine. I also have I have a tickler file where I need to be reminded of something, rather than put it on my calendar, which would make a certain amount of sense but requires steps that are not smooth, easy, and typically where I am at the time, I have a page, I have a card, a file in my Obsidian vault with all of my work on it. So I have organized by month all of the things that are coming up, like doctor's appointments and long term. I need to remind myself 30 days in advance in order to make sure I have the blood work I need for the doctor's appointment that's coming up, blah, blah, blah. I also have recurring tasks. So like trash day is Sunday. Well, trash day is Monday, so I have to put my trash out Sunday night for Monday pickup. What's the other one? Recycles. Every other day. Every other Monday. And this week was the week, but I don't have any recycling, so I didn't put it out. But any kind of those recurring tasks, like my month-end tasks, I've got a task right now because I have to prep my newsletter for release tomorrow morning. So I'll probably be doing that this afternoon. But I have tasks that I want to do every day and sometimes do. The walk is one. Posting the walk is another. Because those are two separate things. Particularly in treadmill weather. Now, I'm fighting the use of the treadmill, even though the cold weather, the winter, is usually my treadmill time. The problem is I have too many electronic devices on the circuit with the treadmill. So when I fire the treadmill up, we have to shut off all the computers or it knocks down the network. that's not good. We've got a plan. We just have to do it to move the treadmill off that circuit into a different room that is on a different circuit, which will be good. So the problem with this Obsidian checklist thing, time sheet, etc., is that I kind of ignore it now. And that's been a problem because when I ignore it, I forget things like, oh, I wanted to write for 2 hours today. And I didn't even write for 2 minutes today, if you don't count the haiku and the daily prompt and all the rest of that. So I'm trying to find ways to remind myself to follow what that minute meant and then get back to it, restarting the counter. I did that yesterday all day and it was great. It worked out great. The problem this morning is that I keep forgetting to reset the timer. It goes off and I think, oh, I gotta make a note. So I go and make a note and then forget to turn the timer back on. So I've got to work on developing some of these habits. I've got to work on making the space and time. The muscle memory to remember to, okay, the timer's going off, hit, done, and then reset. And it's all only good to have a schedule, but if you don't follow a schedule, you're not really doing much. I felt good yesterday at the end of the day. Instead of looking at a blank timesheet, I saw all the things that I managed to accomplish yesterday, which is quite a considerable list. Between writing, I did do my writing yesterday. I didn't get 2 hours, but I did a lot more than I've done in a while, and it shows. I picked it up this morning and kept going. I didn't get my 2 hours, but it's more than I've done in a while. So it's practice. It's practice. Sometimes the practice works. Sometimes I hit a wrong note. Sometimes it just clunks along. Sometimes it works. And the more I practice, I think the more it will work, which is good. Good morning. Energetic fellow jogging along. His perfect beard trimmed. Combed out. Nicely rounded. Mine's a mess. I'm still, and I keep mine pruned back, but it always looks like angry schnauzer between the mustache and the chin beard. The angry schnauzer stage of beard growth. I still need to get a haircut. I've been saying that for weeks. I still haven't done it. I should make an appointment and put it on my calendar. Put it in my tickler file so it reminds me. I'll forget by the time I get back in the house, so you know perfectly well that's not going to happen. I'm reading Heretical Fishing. And yes, I know. I said I wasn't going to read it because it was a publisher. It was published by Podium. All right. Yeah. Okay. I have to make an exception for Podium. Wrong opening. There we go. I have to make an exception for Podium. They're not doing terrible things. However, look, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and maybe, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.